The following is a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
This is Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. Your Money with Nancy Snedden of BDO on VOCM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Your Money with Nancy Snedden. I am Nancy Snedden. Thanks so much for tuning in today. On today's show, we're going to have someone on who started their own business. So if you are thinking about starting your own business, or if you have a hobby that's a real passion for yours and you've often wondered, could I make a business out of this? Well, you're going to be inspired by our guest today. She's taken a hobby and turned it into a successful business and turned that experience into a book, The Million Dollar Bakery, within which she shares her self-taught business know-how. She's a blogger and host of her own podcast, Scrap the Sweet Talk, and has launched her own brand and website, Rebecca Hamilton CO, all focused on helping entrepreneurs start and create successful businesses. Rebecca Hamilton, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, you know, because your story and your success really are inspirational. And I think it's really going to be great for our listeners to hear about what you've been able to do. So you've gone from a high school dropout to moving out at the age of 16 with a traumatic childhood, experiencing anxiety and depression, no formal education or previous business experience, to being a CEO of a million-dollar self-made bakery business and author of a book about your success. And as I mentioned, you're a podcaster, blogger, and you're a speaker now traveling and providing inspiration to those on how people can live their life dreams. So before we kind of get in more to your story, can you just share a little bit about how this got started for you?
Yeah, for sure. So it started about 10 years ago. I was just doing this baking on the side as a side hustle hobby, and I had no plans or intentions of taking it seriously because I had grown up always believing that I needed to have a real job or a career that society thought was acceptable and something that I thought was going to be successful. So I always thought, I grew up thinking I had to be, you know, like a nurse or a police officer or a paramedic or a lawyer or something really reputable, because that's how I grew up and how society kind of teaches us to think, right? So I didn't want to do those things. I did want to pursue a career in policing. And just as I was going through the training, I was so miserable and it was way too athletic for my liking. So I just started baking on the side, and eventually my husband came on board. I like to say I hired him to join my team. And so we started this little bakery business out of our home, and eventually it just grew via social media and word of mouth. And, you know, we started gaining all these loyal fans and customers. And then eventually up to today's date, we grew it into 3 store locations. We're working on a 4th location. So it's keeping us busy, and we love it so much.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, it just shows the power of social media, right, in today's world. Yeah. And how word of mouth can spread that much quicker, right, for people who are looking to start a business. So you've been described as the underdog success story that you love to see. How do you respond to that?
I think that is so amazing and just so humbling to hear. You know, for me personally, I always looked up to people who had the similar story of the struggle in the past, and then they were able to overcome it and achieve great success. Like, those are the stories that really resonated with me as I was going through hard times and as I grew into a successful business. Those are the stories that I personally found really impactful. So for me to be able to share my story and hopefully inspire others, that to show them that you don't need to have any previous education or experience, you can do hard things, you can be successful too, I think that it is absolutely amazing.
And so the name of your business is Chick Boss Cake, and you've certainly turned your hobby into a success. There's no doubt about that. And as you mentioned, you had no formal training. I mean, you were looking at YouTube videos and baking shows, and you really were able to turn that passion into a $1 million business. So at what point did you know it was time to take that passion or hobby and turn it into a business?
So that part was really probably one of the most challenging parts of starting and growing a business. And I hear it all the time that that's what people struggle with the most is, you know, quitting their unfulfilling 9-to-5 job and going after their dreams. Like, everybody struggles with that so much. And so for me, it took me about, 3 years probably to actually get the guts to do that. So I felt all of the emotions, all of the insecurities. I did not make the leap fast. And it took me so long. I'm so glad that I eventually did. But it is a gut-wrenching thing to do, because essentially you are giving up your stable income, your benefits, your, paid vacation, which you don't get those when you start your own business, especially when you're just starting out. You don't get any cool perks. You are working like 12-hour days. It's a lot of hard work, but the work is so fulfilling and so rewarding that you just forget about all of those things. All of those things disappear and they don't even matter when you are pursuing something that you are just so passionate and obsessed with. So it was hard, I'm not going to lie, but when we actually made the leap and started our first actual store location that had real store hours and, real rents to pay, real bills to pay, it was a wake-up call. But, you do have to cut the cord in order to be full in on one thing, right? You can't continue to have a side hustle hobby and work full time and expect to grow a successful business. You need to be all in at that point.
Yeah, I guess when you're opening a storefront, to your point, mm-hmm. You need to be there, right? You need to be part of the success of the business. Now, I'm sure you experienced many struggles when you were first starting out. So in spite of those struggles, you kept going. So what was your motivation?
My motivation partly was probably a little bit to do with all the people that said that bakeries couldn't be successful and that, you had to go to college in order to become anything, right? So I had all of these people telling me that, bakeries aren't successful, they don't make any money, and, just whatever, right? So that kind of fueled me to keep pushing forward. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it was really my passion and just having so much fun. And so whenever people are wanting to start their own business or get into their own hobby and grow it as a business, I always say, you have to love it so much because it's your passion for it and just your overall love for it that's going to push you through the hard times, right? And so, yes, I had so many struggles, especially in the beginning, and a lot of limiting beliefs that I had to really overcome and negative self-talk and stuff like that. So I always recommend to, if you're getting into business, to make sure you are on your own personal self-development journey as well, because you will not be able to be successful if you are not working on yourself and improving your flaws and weaknesses as well.
Yeah, and so many people do have that negative self-talk, right, that creeps mm-hmm. in and kind of makes them doubt or second-guess the decisions that they're making.
But, yeah.
I mean, you obviously persevered. Last year, your bakery hit $1.3 million in sales. You've now got multiple locations. So, I mean, you've obviously gotten past that and become hugely successful. Well, as you were growing your business, at what point did you know, wow, I'm successful. Like, I've done this. I actually can do this.
Mm-hmm. Great question. I feel like I'm constantly, as I hit those goals, I'm constantly reevaluating and changing and always striving to reach new goals. And I think that that's really, as an entrepreneur, what motivates us and keeps us going. But it was actually during COVID, like peak COVID, when it first started and was like at its worst there, and nobody had any idea like what was going to happen. A lot of other businesses were packing up and closing down, and they didn't, you know, nobody knew what was happening. But when other businesses were doing that, we were scaling up. So they were taking their money out of marketing, and we were putting more money into marketing, and we were pivoting our business. We changed to a really awesome delivery model where we can deliver our products within a 2-hour radius. And so because we had that mindset of being able to adapt and pivot to changing, challenging times, that is ultimately what created the most success for us. And that's the year that our business actually took off and grew the most. Generally, year over year, we've doubled our sales up until that point. But to reach $1 million in sales for, you know, a small local bakery is absolutely amazing. And when I realized that we were actually going to hit $1 million in sales that year, I was like, I was just amazed at it, because I dropped out of high school. I always hoped I would be able to be successful, but, you know, you always have a little bit of self-doubt in the back of your mind too. So
yeah, and it is truly amazing. The one thing that really resonates with me as I'm listening to your story is that you're so real, right? Like, this is, you had real life experiences, you didn't have it easy, you had nothing handed to you, and you really just said, you know what, I'm really passionate about this, I think I can do this, and you did it. So when we come back, we're going to get into more about the book that you wrote, The Million Dollar Bakery. Please stay with us.
Join us for On Target, 1 hour in which Linda Swain examines topics that mean the most to you. On Target, weekday afternoons at 1 on your VOCM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Money here on VOCM. I'm your host, Nancy Snedden, licensed insolvency trustee with BDO Canada here in Newfoundland and Labrador. My guest today is Rebecca Hamilton. She's the founder and CEO of the Million Dollar Bakery, Chick Boss Cake. She's a blogger and podcast host. She has her own website brand, and she's the author of The Million Dollar Bakery. So I'd like to talk more about your book, The Million Dollar Bakery, Rebecca. You know, it's called The Million Dollar Bakery, A Story of Pursuing Your Passion and Creating the Life of Your Dreams. So in the book, you lay it all out. Among many of the descriptors and the reviews that are posted, it says you are real, vulnerable, courageous, motivational, and inspiring. I mean, those are some pretty intense descriptors, right? And all really great ones. And for you personally, you say that this book is for everyone who's been through the worst and is still here against all odds. So we talked a little bit about what motivated you to keep going as you were struggling to build your business. But what was the motivation to take your business success and turn it into a book?
So since I didn't go to college and I dropped out of high school at 16, I learned everything that I've learned up until this date through reading books. So that was a huge part of how I was able to achieve so much success. I read so many books, self-development only, and business books, stuff like that, and they really, really helped me develop the mindset and the business strategy and everything like that. So I really wanted to take everything that I learned that actually worked for me and put it into my own book so that I could help other people who, you know, maybe they dropped out of high school or they didn't go to college or maybe they are in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 job that they hate and they just really want a change and to create the life of their dreams. So that is the motivation behind my book, is to inspire and hopefully help others realize that they don't need to have anything. All they need to have is the desire and the passion to start their business.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that you dropped out of high school and you've learned everything through books. And do you have any advice for people who are listening out there when it comes to starting a business, and what do they need to know before they get started?
Yeah, great question. I get that question a lot. And I would say that not to scare people, but business is a battlefield. And, you know, I think that because of social media and stuff now, it is very overly glamorized. Like, there's so many like boss babe shirts or be your own boss, like coffee mugs, all this cute stuff, right? And to be honest, it is nothing like that at all. Okay. It is a lot of hard work. And, you know, I think a lot of people, when they get into business, they think, oh, I can make my my own schedule. I can work when I want. I'm going to automatically make loads of money. And yes, those things come over time if you are consistent and you put in the time and the work, but they do not happen within the first few years of starting your business. So I think having clear and realistic expectations when you start and realize that business is a lot of work. It's long hours. It is, you know, working basically 24/7, not making any money for the first few years. And, you know, dealing with customers that are complaining about products that you made, which actually hurts a lot more than if you work for somebody else dealing with complaints. So just having a very clear expectation of what it's going to be like and willing to put in the time and the work is definitely key for anyone starting out.
Yeah, so it sounds like you need to have a thick skin, right, when you're starting your own business and be able to not only listen to your own negative talk and self-doubt and be able to turn that around, but be able to listen to others who may be critical, right? You're not going to have everyone that's 100%. Critical. Obviously, you are successful, but there's always going to be that portion. You need to make sure that you're listening more to the positive things that you're hearing versus maybe those people who are critical and what you're doing is not for them.
Yes, so and that
we
is
know
so-
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Rebecca.
I was just going to say, like, that is something I really struggled with in the beginning. And I know a lot of other entrepreneurs do too, especially when they are like creative individuals, they're hand making their products. And then you get negative reviews, bad reviews, people that hate on your product and stuff. And it really hurts, a different kind of hurt when you are the one that actually created that product and somebody is like bashing it and hating on it and stuff like that. So it's natural to not have a thick skin, but over time, you will definitely need to develop one.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we said that it makes it a little easier to develop a business because you have word of mouth through social media, but it also makes it easier for people to provide you feedback. Right?
Yes.
And the feedback that you want, don't want. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, totally.
So you said it's really hard work. And I think any entrepreneur out there would say that, you know, starting and running your own business is a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. But, you know, you believe that there's a certain mindset that aligns to creating success. So let's talk about that. When you wrote this book, was there something that you wanted readers to take away from it specifically?
Yes, I wanted readers to feel and know that if I can create this much success with zero education, no previous experience, like I didn't go to school for business or baking. I learned everything from YouTube and tutorials and books and stuff like that. So the main message I really wanted to get across in my book is that you can start creating success in your life right now, no matter where you're at. Okay. It's all about mindset. It's every successful person always says it's 80% psychology and 20% strategy. Okay. And so that couldn't be more true. And I really wanted to show that and share that in my book. So that is the fundamental purpose of my book, is showing that if I can do it, like literally anyone can do it. So.
And did you have a target audience in mind that you were hoping to inspire with your book? Like, are you really, you know, reaching out and speaking to people who have a passion and are on the fence? Or what was your thought process then?
Yeah, so even though I built a bakery business, my target market is not necessarily bakeries. It is more so anybody who wants to start any business in any industry, because business advice is actually pretty broad and pretty straightforward. It's all the same. It's just you apply it to whatever industry you're in. So I would say naturally my book is geared towards women, just because that's how I show up on social media and I have lots of women followers. But honestly, at the end of the day, it is for everyone. I just think the way that I talk is naturally geared towards women, because I, you know, my book, if you read it, it is exactly how I talk in real life. I say like and literally, and you know, it's exactly like if you're having a coffee with me. So it is just naturally, because I'm a woman, it's just how I talk to women. So that's just basically what it's geared towards. But pretty much anybody can read it and gain a lot of value from it.
Yeah, and I love that you are so real actually in writing the book. And you know, there's a lot of bakery puns, right?
Yeah.
It's about the success of a bakery. And you do have a lot of bakery puns in the book. So what if you can think of something in the book that would be the secret ingredient to the success of the book, or the secret ingredient that you're looking for people to take from the book?
Yeah, I would say that you want to define your values and, you know, pick the right people to surround yourself with. You cannot do it alone. And you need to also develop a really strong sense of confidence, because if you are not confident in yourself or your products, then your customers are not going to be either. And so those are the keys for sure for developing great success in your business, is you need to really believe in yourself and believe in your product. And I know that it's not always easy. We are not born with being confident. It is something that we develop over time and over our, you know, decision making and trusting in our own decisions and abilities and stuff like that. So developing a strong sense of confidence is definitely key for the success of your business.
Absolutely. You mentioned surrounding yourself with people that can help. And we've talked a lot on the show about how important it is to find experts in fields that you're not experts in to support you in whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's retirement planning or running your business, and maybe you're not an accountant, for an example. So any advice for entrepreneurs out there or people thinking about starting a business on those types of expertise that they should be looking to surround themselves with to be successful?
Yes, 100%. The first employee that we hired or sourced out was a bookkeeper, because I am not a numbers person. I'm not into bookkeeping. I'm a creative person. So we hired a bookkeeper. We hired an accountant. We hired people to deal with the financials and stuff like that. So I think it is so, so, so important, especially with things that are like crucial to the success of your business, like money and bookkeeping and all of the receipts and the money in and the expenses and stuff. Definitely hire that out. Get somebody that is an expert in that field, because that is one area of your business you do not want to mess up. So I think that it's really important to focus on your strengths and then bring in other people who have opposite strengths to you. So you want to have the same values, of course, because you want to hire people who have a similar mindset. You know, they're kind people, they're in it for the right reason, and then make sure they have opposite skill sets. So if you're an introvert like myself, you'd want to surround yourself with somebody who is an extrovert, a people person, somebody who really loves customers and dealing with people all day. If you are the creative one who's introverted behind the scenes and doing all of the creative stuff. So I think that that is really important.
That's some great advice. And you've become a bit of a motivational speaker, right? So you're almost out on the world stage trying to inspire others to do what they're passionate about. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Please stay with us.
Got plans for midnight? Bring your VOCM along with the best soundtrack for every night anywhere. The VOCM All Night Show, midnight on your VOCM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Money with BDO. I'm your host, Nancy Snedden, licensed insolvency trustee with BDO Canada here in Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm joined today by Rebecca Hamilton. She's the founder and CEO of the Million Dollar Bakery, Chick Boss Cake, and she's a blogger and podcast host and the author of the book, The Million Dollar Bakery. She's also launched her own personal brand, and that's what we're going to focus on now. So, Rebecca, tell us a little bit more about your website, Rebecca Hamilton CEO.
Yeah, so that website was developed about a year ago. And so the reason why I wanted to do my own personal brand website is because I want to be able to provide my own business advice, podcast, my book, and everything is on there, and just create a hub for people to go to that want real life business advice. Because I find a lot of business advice can be overly professional. emotional. Sometimes it can be really hard to understand. Whereas my approach is I want to make it as easy and, you know, easy to understand as possible so that anyone, regardless of their education or anything like that, can understand it. Because when it comes down to it, business is very basic, okay? And I just love being able to share things that worked for me and share things that didn't work for me. So I offer a lot of free advice on there via my blog and my podcast. And I also have some paid courses on how to start your business and also how to brand and market your business, because branding and marketing is ultimately what led to the massive success that I've had in my business. So I know how important it is. So that whole brand website is just a passion of mine to help other businesses grow and succeed and to be able to create the life of your dreams.
Yeah, and I love that your website is taking it back to the basics for people, right? Because oftentimes that's what I hear from clients too, is that they read things online, but not the things that they read, they really didn't understand. So they're asking me questions about some of the things that they've read because it hasn't been in sort of plain language. So I love that you're doing that. And you mentioned that you've got some courses on your website. So what sort of courses are you offering?
Yeah, so I have one that is how to start your business. So it really breaks it down into easy to do activities and stuff. And so it has a video for each segment of that course. And then it also has a printable worksheet that you can go along. And I just tell you exactly how to start your business step by step. It is so easy. Anyone can do it. And then the other course that I have on there is my branding and marketing course. So that is if you've already have a business started, but you want to take it to the next level, grow it to over $1 million in sales. This is the exact advice and approach that I have taken in my own business. So I know that it works. And branding and marketing is one of the most important things when it comes to business, because you can have the best product in the entire world, but if nobody knows about it, then nobody is buying it. So I think a lot of people underestimate the importance of branding and marketing. And so I really wanted to highlight that on my website as well. So those are the two courses that I have right now. And I also offer a mentoring program that I will do one-on-one mentoring with people via a Zoom call as well.
That's great. I'll encourage any woman out there who's looking at starting their passion into a business, or taking their passion, putting it into a business, I should say, to reach out beyond that, because that really is who you want to target, right? We talked about mm-hmm. that a little earlier. You have a target demographic and you really want to speak to women and let them know that it is possible, right? And your story mm-hmm. is really inspirational. And I know that women out there would find it inspiring and it would help them sort of take the next step. But why specifically did you want to target that demographic?
Well, I think because being a woman in business, I naturally just relate to other women in business more because I don't know. I just feel a strong connection because I am a woman and I know how challenging it is. And I know a lot of the insecurities that we all face are similar. So I just think that showing up as a, you know, business leader and being able to offer help and advice to other women starting out, it is just something that I'm really passionate about and something that I really, really wish that I had when I was starting my business, because there wasn't really a whole lot of women business owners in my community that were speaking out and offering help and resources and stuff like that. And so obviously I've read books. I have a lot of very successful business mentors that I've never met because I've read their book and I've implemented their advice and strategies, which is amazing. But it is really nice to be able to have actual access to somebody, whether it's via courses or via a mentoring call. And it's really something I'm passionate about because I don't think that there's enough women in business who are willing or have the confidence to share their story and vulnerability with the world in hopes that it will help and inspire other people to achieve great success in their own lives.
And, you know, you mentioned that you think there's challenges that are specific to what women are facing today. And you've also mentioned that you're doing some mentoring and some speaking engagements with women out there. So what are you hearing from them with regards to challenges? Like, what's the feedback that you're getting? What are your followers sharing with you?
Yeah, so a lot of the feedback that I get is that they struggle with confidence. That is the main underlying factor. And sometimes they'll come to me with all of these other issues, but it all boils down to confidence at the end of the day. So they can come at me with all these other issues and I'll be like, well, that's really rooted in a confidence issue. And so I'm really passionate about helping women grow and develop their confidence. And, you know, like I said earlier, we're not born with it. It is something that we can learn over time when we are making our own decisions and learning to trust in ourselves and use our intuition to guide us to make great decisions. And so a lot of the time when I'm talking to women about confidence, they, you know, if they haven't had confidence for a long time, they think it's one thing, and they think that it's like, oh, you know, I have to be the best. I have to be better than everybody else. I have to, you know, I have to crush my competition and stuff like that. And my approach is totally the opposite of that, where I feel like we are not meant to be in competition with each other, but we are meant to, you know, be kind and be in community with each other. Like, even if we're in the same industry, you know, I am friends with a lot of other local bakery owners in town. I will offer them my advice. I want them to be successful too. And so confidence isn't I'm better than her. It's I'm awesome and she's awesome too. So that's how I like to describe confidence as, because I think a lot of people have a false perception of it is like I have to be the best and I have to be the most successful and crush everybody else. And that is not what I am here for. I think that we are all amazing and we are so much stronger together. So that's what I'm really passionate about, sending that message out to.
Yeah, and you know, you do really believe in that, and I've read some of the things that you've written or been interviewed on, and I'm going to quote you again, and it's all about confidence, right? Confidence is simply your belief and trust in your own abilities. It does not mean you have all the answers for everything, but that you can rely on yourself to figure them out. So is that really the key message that you're looking to share with women who are listening out there?
Yes, because when I started my business and for several years, I did not believe that I was smart enough because I didn't go to school. And that's what society doesn't, you know, they don't say that, oh, it's okay if you drop out of high school, don't go to university. No, they say the opposite message. So my messaging my whole life was, oh, I'm not smart enough. I don't know what I'm doing. And that mentality really, really held me back for a long period of time until I realized that you do not have to have all of the answers about everything. Nobody does. It doesn't matter how successful they are. They may be really knowledgeable in one area and just completely stupid in other areas. So don't let the success and everything like that fool you, because nobody has everything figured out. And so I think that that is really, really what helped me gain a lot of my confidence, is knowing that I just need to be able to rely on myself to figure things out. I can have access to the internet and books and stuff like that. There's no reason why I can't figure anything out. And so that is something that really held me back. And so I'm really passionate about sharing that message and overcoming that mindset with other women, because I know that they struggle with that so much as well.
Yeah, and I guess when you're saying relying on yourself to figure it out, it doesn't mean that you need to, you know, get all the answers yourself, by yourself, for yourself. It means figuring it out sometimes might be realizing that you do need to reach out for help, or you do need to ask someone who maybe has more experience or expertise, right?
100%, yeah. Surrounding yourself with other people who are, you know, smarter than you in certain areas is definitely the key. We have so much to learn from each other. Everybody has their own strengths and what they're good at. And so that's why I say, like, if we are more focused on being in community as opposed to competition, there is so much we can learn from each other, and we can all be successful if we want to be. So it's not a competition. It's more about creating that sense of community and being able to reach out and ask other business owners and people in business for help and advice.
And that's great. So you talk about on your website and many of the interviews that you've done that, you know, when you're running your business, it really needs to be anchored by your core values. So we're going to talk about those core values when we get back. Please stay with us.
Take a break. Join us weekdays from 12:30 to 1 p.m. as we discuss anything and everything that's happening now. It's all on the table during your VOCM lunch break.
Welcome back. You're listening to Your Money here on VOCM. I'm your host, Nancy Snedden. My guest today is Rebecca Hamilton. She's the founder and CEO of the Million Dollar Bakery, Chick Boss Cake. She's a blogger and podcast host, speaker, and author of the book, The Million Dollar Bakery. She's even launched her own brand, Rebecca Hamilton CEO. So Rebecca, you've been sharing your story throughout the show, and you know, it really has been inspirational. I'm sure all our listeners are, you know, enjoying hearing about how you've become such a great success. And there's a lot of buzz right now surrounding your many successes. You openly speak about how to run your own business, anchored by your core values. So those values are gratitude, authenticity, integrity, generosity, and kindness. So tell me about that. Like, how do these values contribute to your ongoing success?
Yeah, so just defining your values in your business is so, so important. And the sooner that you do that, the better, because everything surrounding your business really should play into your values. And what I mean by that is the people that you bring in. So if you have employees and staff and stuff like that, they really need to match your core values, because otherwise you're going to have a lot of conflict and, you know, it's not going to go over well. So if you define your values, that's the first part of doing it, and really getting to know like real life examples of what that means. Like, what does it mean to live your life with integrity? You want to define that. And for me, it's always doing the right thing, even when nobody is looking, and abiding by rules and stuff like that. And so when I define it, I can ask interview questions that will get me the answers that I need to know, as if that person has integrity or not. Same thing goes with kindness and generosity, kind of similar. But it is about, you know, not bullying people, being really nice in the workplace, everybody's included, you know, all genders and races and stuff like that. Like, we're equality over everything, right? So when you define that, you will naturally be able to attract people into your business that reflect those values, which is super important. Because if you have those values and maybe somebody else does not share those same values, you're going to run into tons and tons of conflict, and you're going to be wondering why. It's because they do not share the same values. And so it's just as important in a relationship or friendships, anybody in your life, to share similar values. You can have difference in opinions. You can like different things. You don't have to like the same things, but you do have to share these core values with the people closest to you in your life. And same thing goes with any vendors that you attract. It should be across the board. And your marketing approach is really great, because if you use your value words like integrity, kindness, authenticity in your actual marketing and branding, you will attract customers who share those values, and those are the best customers. They will love your brand and love your business for a long term, because they love what you do. And branding is, and marketing is, all about building relationships with people. And so when you're building those relationships with people who are like-minded like you, your business is going to go that much farther, and you're going to create actual fans of your business, not just customers.
And, you know, listening to you talk today, I can tell that you're living those core values, right? And by the way, I would hope that listeners out there are living those core values as well, right? They're great: gratitude, authenticity, integrity, mm-hmm. generosity, and kindness. I mean, that's words that everyone really should strive to live by. So
I agree.
You say in your book that you have a story of pursuing your passion and creating the life of your dreams. So, of course, I'm going to ask you now, are you living the life of your dreams?
I am living the life of my dreams. I am so happy. I've never been happier in my life. And one thing I always like to tell people too is that it is not, creating a life of your dreams is not a destination journey. Okay. It is a, you know, a lifestyle that you live, and it is always evolving over time. So, you know, I think that that is really important to realize that, you know, you're working so hard to get to a certain level of success, but that level of success should always be evolving and growing in different ways as we grow and evolve as humans too, right? Because my idea of success when I was, you know, 19 or 20 is much different than, you know, I'm now 33 years old, and it grows and develops and changes over time. So I love now that I am working on my business and not in my business. So I work from home. So I do get to make my own schedule now, which is amazing. I live in my dream home. It has an indoor swimming pool in the basement, and it is basically a spa in my basement. So it is amazing. And, you know, just being able to be there and show up and be available to other business owners and entrepreneurs, and having the time to be able to dedicate towards that, and dedicate towards writing a book and, you know, growing my speaking career and stuff like that. That is like my pure passion project. So be able to dedicate all of my time towards those things, and not necessarily, you know, what I was doing in the beginning was hands-on and making cakes in my business. I was doing all the baking and making cakes. I've been able to grow and evolve over that amount of time, which is just amazing. And that is me creating the life of my dream.
That really is amazing. And, you know, you just mentioned you're 33. You've already achieved so much. But you are only 33. So what's next for you?
So my next, I'm just one of those people that I'm like, okay, like, I'm glad that, you know, I have done this and created this, but I always need to be working towards something else. And I think that that is really the key in growth and development. You know, I follow all of these leaders like Tony Robbins and Rachel Hollis and stuff like that. And they always talk about that growth equals happiness. And it could not be more true. It is the key to happiness and fulfillment in your life, is always keep growing. So what I do in my life is I use my fears as my compass. So if I am afraid to publish a book that is extremely vulnerable, laying it out on the line, all of my insecurities and stuff like that, I'm going to do that. That is what I go towards what scares me, and that helps me really overcome my fears, get out of my shell. And so next for me, I'm going to be pursuing a lot of public speaking opportunities, keynote speaking in the year 2022. And so I'm really excited about that. I have the first one of that year booked for PEI, where they're going to fly me out there, and I'm going to do a keynote speech to food entrepreneurs, which is actually like the ideal audience for me, and share my story with them. And so that's what I am really excited about working towards in the future.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, you've been a great guest, and you've had some really great advice and motivation for our listeners out there. But we've got some time now for some final thoughts. So if you could leave our listeners with a final thought or final piece of advice today, what would it be?
Yeah, I think, you know, life is so short, but it is so amazing. And it is ultimately up to you to create the life of their dreams. And that's why I like to call it creating the life of your dreams, as opposed to some other people will say like, oh, I need to go find myself and stuff like that. And for me, it's about, you know, taking action and creating that. It's not about going out and trying to find it, because that's such a passive approach. I like to be more in control, in the sense of I'm just going to create this life for myself and take charge and just design it exactly how I want it. And, you know, everybody has the potential and capability to do that. So I don't care, you know, if you were a teenage mom, I don't care if you struggled with whatever, if you didn't go to, you know, school or whatever, you have the potential to create the life of your dreams no matter what. And so that's my message that I'm the most passionate about sharing, is that it's more about creating this life and not going out and trying to find yourself and trying to find happiness and fulfillment in other people or in money or in buying things and stuff like that. You will never, ever, ever find it there. It is a, you know, it is an inside job for yourself personally. And so the more that you work on that and developing that is what's going to ultimately lead you into this life that is truly, truly beautiful and fulfilling. And like you were saying before, like I'm 33 and I have, you know, I have so much flexibility in terms of, you know, money and income, but also more importantly, free time to dedicate towards what I am the most passionate about. And yes, I love my bakery and I love baking and desserts are amazing, but ultimately sharing my story and my message and helping to inspire other people to create the life of their dreams is what I am the most passionate about. So I'm really excited about that. And I hope that people, you know, listening to this really, really realize that, you know, if you're unfulfilled at your 9-to-5 job and not feeling happy and stuff like that, then I hope that they use this as a catalyst, as a message to implement the change in their life that they need in order to create that life of their dreams.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that you are a mentor for people, right? And you'll set up mentoring calls and stuff like that. I'm sure there's many people that are listening to the show today that would love to continue the discussion with you and learn more about how they can be motivated to live the life of their dreams. So for people who want to reach out, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so email is always good. So my email is rebecca@chickboxcake.com. I'm also on Instagram. Instagram is my favorite social media platform. So it's just @rebecca@chickboxcake. You can find me at chickboxcake as well on Instagram. And also my website is rebeccahamiltonco.com. So you can find me on there as well. Send me an email, reach out to me. I love hearing from other entrepreneurs and also not entrepreneurs too, just anybody who wants to really level up their life and, you know, maybe they are in a career that they love, but they're still not feeling fulfilled and stuff like that. And so I'm really passionate about helping those people realize their true potential of how amazing their life can be as well.
Well, thanks again for taking the time to join me today and sharing your story. You know, I wish you continued success, and I have no doubt that you will achieve even more as you continue your journey.
Thank you for having me.
So I also want to... Oh, my pleasure. I also want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. And of course, I do want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question or topic you'd like me to discuss here on Your Money, you can email me at yourmoney@bdo.ca or give me a call at 800-563-8337. Until next week, I'm Nancy Sneddon. Stay safe and be well, everyone.
If you have a question or comment for Your Money, send an email to yourmoney@bdo.ca. This has been Your Money with Nancy Sneddon of BDO, Licensed Insolvency Trustees, on VOCM.
The proceeding was a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.